First of all, why are we celebrating the 40th anniversary of the message to compatriots in Taiwan? What do you think is the significance of that message, and what changes did it bring about?
Well, I believe the message to compatriots in Taiwan, published by the NPC Standing Committee in 1979, is a very important historical document regarding the Taiwan issue and our Taiwan policy. It timely declared a fundamental policy striving for a peaceful reunification and clearly proposed a series of policies and measures to promote cross-strait ties and to boost the process of peaceful reunification. In the past 40 years, many of the propositions have become ready already. For example, both sides across the streets have ended a condition of military confrontation through negotiations, and people from across the streets now can move and exchange freely and directly to carry out economic or cultural activities. Now the Taiwan issue and our work related to Taiwan has come to a new historical starting point, facing new opportunities and challenges. That's why we need to celebrate and commemorate the document's 40 years anniversary to conclude the past and to enlighten the future.
Right, so it's been 40 years, and what do you think has kept us from getting reunited across the strait?
Well, basically, there were two factors standing our way towards reunification. First, on the island, there were pro-Taiwan independence political forces such as DPP and many other separatists, and they have continuously and actively engaged in separatism activities before making it a fundamental political process in Taiwan politics. Moreover, they were always trying to fool the people by creating pro-Taiwan independence ideological trends in culture, in education. Finally, in order to transform the identity of people in Taiwan from Chinese to Taiwanese only. And second, off the island, there are some other countries constantly trying to intervene our domestic affairs, such as the Hong Kong issue, the Tibet issue, and even more crucially now, the Taiwan issue. They indicate that they might protect Taiwan from being attacked by so-called policy coercion, by the so-called informal alliances and arms sales. They encourage the Taiwan administration to deploy a speculative route, which is very risky, of separatism. They also provide shelter for pro-Taiwan independent separatists and their activities overseas. They're trying to keep the streets apart and making the detached Taiwan an obstacle to China's rise.
Very interesting. You mentioned some forces within the island that are playing sort of as an obstacle to peaceful unification. And I have a question regarding this. And so actually, if you pay attention to the recent development on the island, the pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party has actually just suffered a defeat to the Kuomintang in local elections in November. And we'd like to think that the Kuomintang are more likely to be friendly to the mainland. And will this change in the direction of local politics in Taiwan have an effect on the cross-strait relationships?
Well, the recent local election is a signal that people in Taiwan want economic progress and better cross-strait ties. That's according to my personal perspective. You know, after the election, we can see that many of the pan blue mayors and governors are trying to work with the mainland to solve their political challenges. And therefore, there is a huge expectations on the city level communications across the straits. However, the Tsai Ing-wen administration continue to surrender to the dark green canvas, trying to compose even stronger limits on cross-strait exchanges. It seems that the Tsai Ing-wen hopes to extend her political life by maneuvering the cross-strait issues.
So those obstacles, both local and also international, I would say, I think they can sort of explain the ups and downs in the past 40 years between the relationship across the strait. And what are the lessons that we can take from these ups and downs?
Well, in my personal perspective, there were a few lessons both sides across the strait might need to learn from the history regarding cross relations. First, we should stick to the principle of one China and consolidate our common political basis. And second, we should continue to break the barriers set by certain political forces in order to expand the direct contact of people across the strait. And third, we should create more connections beyond the three links already in order to deepen our economic and cooperations and exchanges. And fourth, we should promote our shared Chinese culture and strengthen our spiritual ties. And the fifth, I think, under the common political basis of One China, we should promote talks and negotiations across the strait and facilitate the institutional arrangements for cross-strait communication. Last but not least, I think we should handle the foreign factors in the Taiwan issue more properly in order to further build up the overall interest of our Chinese people.
All right. I think the hope is that we can solve this problem peacefully. But if you watch the news, you realize every time the Chinese leaders, they talk about Taiwan, they don't rule out the possibility of reunification by force. Why do you think it's important that we don't rule out reunification by force?
Well, as I've already elaborated above, there are two emerging challenges and risks in Taiwan issue. First, the pro-Taiwan independence administration on the island and countries such as the U.S. trying to utilize Taiwan to contain mainland China with misperception and misjudgment. We need to maintain the option of resorting to force to sharply stress our will and ability against Taiwan independence to prevent any risks or lurks to break the red line and undermine our hope for peaceful reunification. Also, the Taiwan administration couldn't delay the political dialogues forever. We need to preserve some certain strategic measures in order to prevent that.
All right. So President Xi Jinping will deliver a speech at the gathering to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the message to compatriots in Taiwan. What are you curious to find out from that speech?
Well, for now, I cannot exactly predict what President Xi will say, but I believe people across the Straits and the international community will all be interested in how President Xi will stress our resolution and solutions to continue our peaceful unification, and how he might elaborate this issue in the context of the great reunification of the Chinese nation.